As nearly half of Saudi Arabia's oil supply remains offline following a drone attack, some countries are weighing whether to tap into their emergency stockpiles. Here in the U.S., President Trump has already authorized the release of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. For more on this, let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Hey, Ali.
Hey there. How are you?
Well, first, we saw oil prices jump nearly 20% yesterday. What's been the market reaction today?
It's come down probably about 4%. But just to give you context, in American prices, because we use a different type of oil than they use in the rest of the world, they were $55 before this happened. A barrel of oil is now $60. That's a very big jump. Again, it's come down maybe 20% of what the gain was. But we haven't seen a gain like that since the Gulf War. That is going to react. You're going to see the reaction in gas prices.
Okay, this has been a problem for Asia in particular, which gets over 70% of its oil from Saudi Arabia. How concerning is this specifically for the U.S.?
Well, it's concerning insofar as the, you know, there's X numbers of barrels produced per day and X numbers of barrels consumed each day. And the spread between what is produced and what is consumed globally is small. Now, specifically, America doesn't get oil from Saudi Arabia, right? We produce a lot of our oil. We get a lot of our oil from Canada, from Mexico, from Venezuela. Asia actually gets its oil from Saudi Arabia. So when Saudi Arabia cuts 5 million barrels of production, someone's actually not getting oil. Well, how it affects us in the United States is the price of oil is global, so it all goes up at the same time. But for the moment, we're not short of oil in the United States, and we're not likely to be.
Okay. Well, this brings up then something that President Trump said he's willing to do. He said he's willing to turn on the tap, so to speak, of the United States emergency reserves. It's not an issue now, but if this were to be an issue, this oil is held in underground salt caverns around the Gulf Coast.
Yep.
How unusual would it be for us to do that?
Well, I've been to them, and in fact, the time I was at them was during Hurricane Katrina, because that is one of the times that we have released oil. It's very, very rare to do that. We did it after Operation Desert Storm in Iraq, after Hurricane Katrina in 2005, after there were disruptions in Libyan oil supply in 2011. It you know, every now and then they tap into it, but there are four sort of salt caves under the ground in Texas and Louisiana. Sometimes Congress sells some of the oil because we have too much, but it's basically a piggy bank for strategic emergencies. In Hurricane Katrina's case, it was actually a physical oil emergency. We needed the oil. This would be to put more oil into the market to bring the price down.
And there are some issues, though, around infrastructure of those emergency reserves.
Yeah. I mean, if you had a piggy bank, you probably wouldn't maintain it all that well. And that's what
right.
happens. Because we don't tap into it very often, we don't replace the pipes. We don't replace the pumps. The tanks are sort of salt tanks, and they've been crumbling. So, you know, we use it infrequently, and we don't necessarily take it seriously. So a 2016 report by the Energy Department said, you know what, there are some problems.
Thank you for offering this context. This is Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thank you so much, Ali.
My pleasure.